Bicycle Adventures, I-275 Metro Trail, and Metro Parks. I noticed the little road by the I-275 highway a long time ago. Back then, it was still in disrepair. Today, it is all renewed. The I-275 trail connects to all the other trails. Hines Drive is pretty neat for one, and very safe, and you can ride on the sidewalk away from all the cars. Lower Huron Metro Park is pretty much an adventure in itself, and there is even a campsite for tents, equipped with a safe place for a fire, private little benches, a little parking spot, and a nearby vending machine and restrooms. As neat as that is, there is another park, and it is big and very interesting, the Willow Metro Park. It takes a while to explore it all. You will need water and some trail mix. This is a proper expedition now. And it connects to yet another park, all free. This one is called the Oakwoods Metro Park and has a little nature preserve cabin where you can munch your trail mix. There is a secret little passage here that will take you to downtown Flat Rock. From Flat Rock, it's not super far to a little lookout by Lake Erie. This park is called the Lake Erie Metro Park. I had some trouble navigating through Flat Rock to the Lake Erie Metro Park when I was there. The trail was not marked, and I was just headed towards Lake Erie anyway. I didn't know there was a fancy little metro park there, but the trails and sidewalks were difficult to navigate, so make sure you bring Google Maps or a GPS. If you set off early morning, you can make it in one day. But it gets weird when you are already tired and you realize you are only halfway through your journey. It would be nice to spend some time on that little lookout. There are lots of fancy geese there in the summer. As an exploratory expedition, it is a perfect adventure. But maybe staying at the tent site and maybe a hotel in Flat Rock could be pretty fun as well. It would become a 3 or 4 day adventure, and there's nothing here that is too weird or deprived. It's just fancy bicycle trails and interesting places to visit. Another option is to have your family or friends have a get-together at the Lake Erie Metro Park and wait for you there, and then drive you back so that you can enjoy the barbecue. Overall, I think every park deserves an adventure into. They usually have more to offer than a parking area. For example, the Lower Huron Metro Park has a Turtle Cove Family Aquatic Center attraction, and people go there to swim in the summer. Personally, I really enjoyed a small picnic I set up for myself one summer at a lonely bench by the tiny Washago Pond. As to the bicycle itself, riding a bicycle takes a little while to get used to, and I recommend a soft seat with extra padding, especially for long journeys. And actually buying a bicycle and maintaining it is not too hard, because you want to get a simple bicycle. Don't buy one with crazy shifters and brake handles and brake discs, wires and lines. It will all squeak, it will all need annoying adjustments, it will rust or bend and sometimes fall out. The less a bike has, the less will get broken, with the exception of the tires. Get a simple $300 fat tire bike. Sometimes you get a lemon, so be ready to take it back to the store for a quick replacement. I own a Mongoose Brutus 26-inch alloy all-terrain mountain bike. It cost me $150 at a local supermarket, and it was $100 off. I replaced my handlebar with one meant for an ATV, one of those four-wheel contraptions, as it is few inches wider, but the older one was not too bad. The bike is so simple that I only needed to remove one screw to replace the whole handlebar. Since there are no brake headlines or gear shifters to mess with, it's all easy and simple. The way you stop the bike, by the way, is by moving the pedals backwards a little bit. There's a braking mechanism that is triggered by that reverse motion. It does get loud on the trail because it does run by a highway. So just in case it gets too annoying, bring some foam earplugs and make sure that they are rated NRR 33. And remember suntan lotion and bug repellent. All the adventures out there are stunning, no matter where you go. Add some music, or better yet, audiobooks, and short weekends will slowly transform into long and adventure-filled vacations.